Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
What? People are spotting sharks in the ocean?
On WAAF.
I think this texter is correct. 978 texter who says, Gregory, Jules is treating you like the ex who they just broke up with. They keep you on the hook, and then they never actually make the plans.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Interview scheduled 7:50. Then it's 8.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now it's 8:10.
Time creep.
7 minutes away.
Time creep.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Quick plug before we play your Hillmail voicemail messages for your last opportunity to participate in the great helicopter golf ball drop at the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which gets underway today at the MGM Casino and the Great Horse Country Club out in beautiful Hampden, Massachusetts. Would you say Hamden or Hampton?
Hamden.
I think it's Hamden.
Hamden, yeah.
Buy a golf ball, $20, and you could win $5,000 cash. Golf balls are all numbered, and they will be dropped from the helicopter onto a green. And if your ball is the one that comes closest to or goes into the hole from the helicopter drop, you win five large, as LB would say.
Yeah,
and it has to be the bottom ball.
It's got to be the first ball to go in. A bag of cash, $5,000. Go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org to get your golf balls. And today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. You can reach out to them now to find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 8:27 a.m.
One would assume that Mike Hugh would know the difference between crocheting and knitting. Ugh. Just saying.
End of message.
Mm-hmm. Don't pile yep. on the
oh, yeah.
guy.
I get it. Okay. All right.
Tuesday, 9:20 a.m.
I woke up this morning and smiled at the shining sun. Three little turds upon my doorstep.
End of message.
It's a reference to a story yesterday about a guy in, was it Florida? I'm guessing
yes,
it was Florida.
Yep.
Who is doing his bathroom business in the driveways of others.
Tuesday, 2:09 p.m.
I heard Stiz and Danielle play a game called Dominations, but not the game you're playing, Greg.
End of message.
He always complains about it, but...
I'm surprised how many Dominations players there are out there. Now that I've mentioned that I am playing the game, I'm getting all kinds of tips from the experts.
You should start a chat room, Greg.
On building Hillandia. Well, I want to be able to join an alliance. I'm not advanced enough yet to be able to join an alliance.
Oh. Okay, Dwight.
Do you get a uniform?
Gosh, you're going to be great. We're going to meet downtown on Boston Street. Capital Grill.
LB, I don't know what your issue is with gamers. I mean, you've been all over the gamers, the gaming community today. I mean, They're just I got a little extra time on my hands, so
I think there's a lot more going on in the world than sitting on your couch or sitting in front of a computer.
I'm sorry, but this is
a
hilarious. 50-inch
flat
from
screen.
Hilarious.
What's hilarious?
What do you go home and do every day after work?
Danielle, I love that you have this perception that I just go home and sit in my house.
Because that's what you tell us you do, Wendell.
That's what you tell us.
Yeah.
I'm not just making this up in my head.
There are days that I go home
don't wake up at all.
Well, no, to watch sports. If so, there's sports right. on, I go home and watch sports.
So how's that different than somebody actively gaming?
Do you have a motorcycle?
No.
What the frick does that matter?
Well, that's because I ride one everywhere
with my
friends.
Yeah, which is terrifying for people on the road.
And we go and have lunch.
I thought you watched the doctors every day. You told me.
Yeah, I catch the docs.
And okay. then he goes out.
You know, it's an hour-long show. Yeah. I mean, not for nothing, Mr. Friday night through Sunday, I'm locked into TV.
Oh, Gary, I fully acknowledge watching the television and playing and being a gamer. I mean,
I'm not saying I don't. Yeah. Go home.
Right.
I bet Annie wishes you wouldn't.
4:49 a.m.
Can we just stop with the freaking, I can't go to the beach at Cape Cod because we have sharks now. You've always had sharks, you freaking idiot. The only reason you know about it now is because of the internet.
End of message. 4:56 a.m.
Now, I'm not sure if I'm the only one that's noticed this, but ever since we had that most hated call bracket, the hated callers don't call anymore. I haven't heard from Jeff or any of those people in weeks. Kind of nice, Greg, isn't it?
End of message.
I don't want to say it, but Scott has not called since the Miss Bikini pageant. So
but you know what?
That's a good thing.
I'm confused by that, though, because everyone had a pretty good experience with him, I felt. So I would think now, maybe he's just nervous. I don't know, but I would think now would be the time to check in.
Maybe he's taking a break. I don't know.
You know how we were all like, well, now that we've met Scott face-to-face, he's a pretty good guy.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he's thinking the opposite. Oh. Jeez, I met those guys face-to-face.
I can't stand those D-bags.
What a bunch of jerks. Yeah,
I think he got a girlfriend.
No.
I think he met a chick at the party.
Maybe he's dating Lucia, the winner of the Miss Bikini pageant.
Right? That would figure.
Maybe moving to Argentina?
Yeah, maybe Scott from... Well, she probably is going to get a green card from him or whatever, but yes.
7:26 a.m.
Please ban the LB guy. Every time I hear, I want to switch the dial.
End of message.
Just a bad impression. I mean, just work on it.
5:47 a.m.
Talking about majors that are useless, being a history degree major and graduate over 20 years ago, I can totally agree that that's wrong. And, or actually, I should say correct, because I work for a surgeon with my history degree. So my average day goes, hey, yeah, you're going to have this type of anesthesia. And did you know that Hitler was ticklish?
End of message.
We were talking earlier about new information out today on the most useless college majors, and history was one of them.
Yes.
Now, I mean, if you're going to be a teacher or professor or something, excellent suggestion here from a 508 texter. Reason why Scott has not called, also from a 781 texter, is because his phone got wet when Kayla Cummings threw him in the pool.
Whoops.
And hasn't been able to, the rice in the bag trick didn't work.
Right.
6:12 a.m.
Hey, LB kid.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of the benefits of playing for the Bruins back in the 80s? You got to eat all the ho-hos and ding-dongs you wanted.
End of message. 6:18 a.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of Hollandia and to the sauces for which we stand, one continent under God, with pizzas, liberty, and cinnamon rolls for all.
End of message.
Excellent.
Well done.
Excellent.
Well done.
Pretty good country, Hollandia. We're trying to be able to clear the forest to get down to the dock so we can start trading with Marco Polo and other nations. But we can't clear any more forest until we get into the Iron Age. We're still stuck in the Bronze Age.
There's no like rare white owl living there that they're banning you from.
No. There's no environmental concern or anything like that.
Carbon credits don't exist in Hollandia.
Oh, okay.
6:54 a.m.
This message is for Gene Edward Hill. What's the G stand for? Grossly out of shape.
End of message.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, I beg to differ. Hey,
well.
Kids cutting it. Hey, listen, for your age.
Yeah.
I take it all day, every day.
Well, listen, I was at an event the other night. The amazing people at Eastern Standard Provisions were having a party to celebrate their new pretzel line.
Sure.
Do you like the pretzels?
Yes.
These pretzels
all day, every day.
These pretzels are to die for. and they have dipping sauces of a variety of nature. And ran into my friend Stuart from Mr. Sid's.
Stuart!
And he was with another dude who's a regular listener of the program. And the guy goes, hey, first of all, hands, normal size. I don't know what you're talking about, what people are talking about. Secondly, you look like you're in fantastic shape. He said he said I look like a 28-year-old man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.